Testing. Saturday the 30th of May. The project is over. This is my last blog walk, and as I walk up the hill this morning, I'm going to stop every few paces and take a photograph to turn into a photo sync, or experiment with photo sync. The week in Bath is over. The project there, I think, was successful. It depends on what criteria we measure success. I spent a stupid amount of time on Thursday evening and early Friday morning getting very little sleep and producing a mediascape from the files that they had created, which then failed for some unknown technical reasons, possibly because I was building it on an emulator on the Macintosh, due to lack of a suitable PC on which to do it. So it could be that it might have been that we didn't get anything much out of it at the very end, which would have been a shame. I had to do some very quick thinking. I got one of the students working on the idea of photographs for a photo synth tour, and another student went around with a tripod and a camera, making 360 degree panoramas that we might include somewhere. But a third one, who is the girl who came up with the original idea of the treasure trail, and she is the one that was responsible for taking the photographs and categorizing them. 16 year old, very good with technology. She's the one that was showing me how to do a Bluetooth file transfer when I was going to put it onto a memory stick. So in that sense, she was already well ahead of me. So I very quickly set her up with a laptop and showed her how to use Emscape Maker, and she spent yesterday morning creating a mediascape, a simpler one than I had in mind, but she got the hang very, very quickly, and she put all the photographs in the right place. She set up those zones, the regions, ambient sounds and all that sort of stuff. And then a couple of times in the morning I had the younger boys go out and test it. And it wasn't brilliantly successful. Quite a number of the photographs didn't come up when they were supposed to, which I suspect was just down to GPS drift. And there's a lot of programming that I would need to learn in order to make it robust. I didn't either get any of the sort of tap the screen functionality into it. I might have time to explore that, but really I'm not so particularly bothered that we didn't come up with a finished mediascape, because to my mind that wasn't really the intention at all. That's just the framework, or one of the frameworks within which I was working. I would like to produce it just for my own advancement, as it were, so that I know thoroughly how it, the ins and outs of the programming. But actually, in my evaluation, what I will probably say is that working with the technology that we have, the old GPS devices, only half of which worked, working with on PCs, which I don't have, rather than the Macs, I'm not sure I can be too bothered to do it. Once it's on the Mac platform and working on the iPhone, or on people's own mobile phones, then it becomes much more relevant to me, when they have ownership of the equipment on which the mediascape will run. Particularly so as I spent a lot of time working with devices that didn't work, that caught me out. I spent a lot of time charging them up. It takes an extraordinary amount of time charging up even five of these devices and then downloading all the bits and pieces that are needed. It is simply very time consuming, and you've got to then be in control of keeping them all charged over the week. And if you send a child out with one that doesn't work, particularly these children with such short attention spans, it really doesn't work at all. So for those reasons, I think I don't have any particular need to make a finished, polished mediascape. That's not what I'm about. There were lots of other things that did interest me about the week that are very, very relevant. One, the children were desperate to get internet connection. And once they'd got it, most of the time I didn't allow them until just before lunch. But once they'd got it, it was Facebook, it was YouTube, primarily. And that once they were sucked into that, they didn't come out again. But interestingly, particularly the autistic boy and the YouTube, what he was pursuing was his passion. He was imposing it on everyone else, but his passion was rock music, Guns N' Roses, and what he was looking at and trying to find out was to do with his passion. And I guess the Facebook thing as well, to an extent, you know, as a teenager, communicating with your friends, hanging about on street corners, wanting to know the latest, that's all what it's about. And this software supports that, and that, certainly from my teenagers, being with your friends and being in with the in crowd is being dressed in the right way, is being seen to have the right phone, being seen to fit in, is such a deep part of being a human being and being a young human being that nothing is going to conquer that, really. When we put the school structures in place and try and fill up these young minds and the discipline and the army-like discipline and the rows of benches, the homework, the cane, the anger, the cajoling, all this sort of stuff with which we try and temper and control. The uniform. When I had these children out of that situation and on a one-to-one, they were just absolutely lovely. They were gorgeous. Really friendly, really nice to work with, really keen. And that was really interesting to me. Also, the ability of the computers to suck people in, particularly without the internet. One of them got very keen on taking photographs on the photo booth on the Mac and playing around with them. That ability of the computer, particularly the self-image thing, that can be such a laugh. I don't know how long it would last, but it really does suck people in. And it sort of fits in with my philosophy of just letting them play with the computer and explore the computer and see what it will do, and then gradually turn it to my own uses with them. That's what I am wanting to do. All three of them playing around with their mobile phones fairly consistently. But they were really, really enthusiastic about the project, and they really got into it. And they actually produced some really good work in the end, so I was very pleased. And I do believe that I've learned a lot as well.